The Africa Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Africa CDC, and the World Health Organization have launched a joint continental preparedness and response plan to tackle the ongoing Ebola outbreak. The six-month plan, running from June to November, seeks to raise $518 million to support African countries in preparing for detecting and responding to the outbreak. It will strengthen emergency coordination, surveillance, laboratory testing, infection prevention and control, clinical care, community engagement, and support for essential health services. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the success of the response depends on strong partnerships, sustained financing, and active community involvement under a unified one response approach. The plan covers 10 priority countries and aims to enhance cross-border collaboration, protect vulnerable populations, and strengthen health systems amid the absence of licensed vaccines or therapeutics specifically approved for the Wundibugyo strain of Ebola. More than 200 Congolese nationals are stranded at Mpondo border following its closure due to the Ebola outbreak. During a meeting with the affected travelers, Kasese RDC Lieutenant Joe Olusimbi said he was enforcing government directives and had no authority to reopen the border. Many of those stranded include women and children, say they have exhausted their money on accommodation and food after days of waiting. Some travelers, including business people from Kenya and Tanzania, have expressed confusion over the prolonged closure and uncertainty about when they will be allowed to cross. Lieutenant Olusimbi promised to seek guidance from his superiors and express hope that a resolution could be reached within days as concerns grow over the impact of cross-border trade and movements.